This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. For more information, go to FUBARradio.com.
Access all areas on FUBAR Radio.
Me, Lizzie Cundy.
And me, Stephen Lang. Welcome to Access All Areas. First of all, sorry if I don't seem like my normal self today.
Oh.
Had a bit of a migraine this morning, feeling a little bit ropey, but good.
I tell you what will cure that. Easter eggs. Chocolate. Oh no, that doesn't make headaches worse.
It doesn't actually, so that's fine. I can eat plenty of chocolate.
I was hoping the studio would have brought us a few in.
Actually, yeah, I should have got one for you, should have got one for me, but we didn't.
We didn't. I'm sorry.
But
I'm wearing
white.
I don't want chocolate on this white dress with
that's a good
zipper.
Point. Is it denim?
Yeah, denim. Nothing wrong with denim.
A little bit of a split from that zip and it'll be out,
they're tucked away safely. Well, happy Easter weekend, if
yes you indeed. What are you doing?
Do you know what? I don't know. I'm gonna have a nice relaxed one with my lovely boys.
Oh.
Just chilling a bit, actually, because it's been a hectic week full of showbiz news and gossip and Strictly curses and name it, it's happening.
It's been hectic. What have you made of this news, this Stacey Dooley, Kevin Clifton news? You're a friend of Bruno's. Has he told you anything?
Yeah, no, Bruno is away in LA at the minute. But
he wouldn't have a clue anyway, would he?
No, Bruno doesn't know.
Stacey who?
Yeah, they had to wear tags around their necks. No, I mean, look, Stacey and Kevin, I have heard from people on the set that people knew they were having an affair, but they kept it very quiet. They would purposely not talk to each other in the room afterwards.
Is this when they were on the tour or when they were...
No, this is when they were
show.
On the show. They wouldn't talk to each other.
Really? Even when she had a boyfriend then?
She had a boyfriend then who was very supportive, apparently. No, he was at practically every show. You saw him in the audience clapping and smiling away. You know, the laughing fool, not knowing what's going on. But you know, this Strictly curse, is it true? Is it real? Or is it just coincidence that you just fancy your partner and they?
Well, that's the thing, isn't it?
Very good at choosing.
I saw Susanna Reid today was on Loose Women, and she calls it the Strictly coincidence because she thinks that if your relationship is already bad. Strictly, and you opening yourself up to a whole new world will probably make it worse. But she did make another valid point, that look at all the relationships that are just fine.
Yeah.
As a result, there's more people that don't cheat on their partners during Strictly
but
than
I do,
do
think look, if there are cracks in the relationship, but if you have that chemistry, you know, for instance, I'm sure if Stacey was dancing with Anton Beck, she wouldn't have had the fling. There has to be the chemistry.
What are you trying to say about poor Anton?
No, but there was obviously the chemistry between Kevin and her.
Yeah, that's true. But he does seem to have chemistry with a lot of ladies, doesn't he? He's married 3 times.
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
until
three
I
times.
Didn't realise.
Everyone's
it was three
like,
times.
He's such a gent, what a lovely guy. He's been married 3 times. 36.
It's like Liz Taylor. But the fact
like
is,
the modern day
what
Liz
I don't
Taylor.
Get is why is the ex now boyfriend calling him the slimy snake? When actually it's her who's been, Stacey's been with him for the years and shared the time.
So if you read the article, it's because he says that Kevin was desperately trying to be Sam, the ex-boyfriend's friend, when they were in the show, and then suddenly called off all contact.
Well, I've heard that all the other dancers behind the scenes knew it was going on. They tried to hide it. And what I don't like is it can make, I don't know whether it's got anything to do with Darcy's leaving, because I just think it makes it a bit of a sham. It's a shame. I think when you're with someone, it's fine if you're single, you're not in a relationship. Look, if I did it, great. If I got off with the, God, I can't wait. You know, say, Aliash. No, he's married.
God.
No,
well,
but
that,
if
doesn't,
you
make
got,
any
that doesn't make a difference. But if you were young, free and single, okay, I haven't got the young on my side, but if you're free and single, why not? Mm-hmm. You know, but when you're in a relationship, I feel it kind of just doesn't write for a family show.
I'm surprised at that from you, because I thought you would have been all about the chemistry, saying, well, if they feel they're right together, and clearly Kevin and Stacey fancy one another.
Well, no, I think it's a family show. Strictly is watched by grannies to the young little kiddies. They watch it all. It's the number one show on UK TV. Has the highest ratings. It's a family show. I don't think you should be cavorting with the partners. And you know what? I might be a bit, people say, oh, morals. But if you're married or with a partner, you know, don't be with them. Just don't be having affairs. Everyone knows it. And then lie to all the backstage, the crew, the dancers.
Would you
pretend
say,
not to talk. We're really in sneaking. Maybe that makes it exciting, but don't
probably
do
does,
it.
Doesn't it. But what about your good friend Christina Mianos?
Thanks for that. No. Well,
they
actually,
only got together after, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. They got together afterwards. It is true.
Uh-huh.
And I think Ben's marriage was over by the time they were together.
Yes, but well, not when they first met. The point
Look,
is it goes on all the time.
It goes on. There's chemistry between a dancing couple. They're close. They're doing the cha-cha-cha together. Up close and personal, all sweaty, all day long, 24/7, things happen.
Do you think that Kevin and Stacey will last? I don't.
I think it's going to be very difficult. You're in the media eye, wherever they're going at the minute. I mean, he just went for a sandwich and a coffee and you've got him, you know, pictured like that. You know, they're going to be followed, scrutinised on the front pages of every paper at the moment. It's going to be tricky. I mean, they've got to be pretty strong to get through it. You know, certain couples have. Ben and Christine have now got a lovely little one.
Yes, that's
true. So, you know, there can be happy endings with this. But it's just sad. I don't like to see people hurt. I've been on the end of being portrayed. It isn't a nice thing to be portrayed with everyone knowing about it in the papers. It's doubly hard. Mm-hmm. I've been there. I've got the T-shirt. And I really think it's sad. And I think it kind of brings the name of the show down. And I just think it's a family show.
Well,
sorry.
There you go. That's Lizzie Cundy's opinion on the issue.
Thank you
Bloody
very much.
Bloody hell. There is another big showbiz news story this week. I don't know if you've seen it. Madonna is back.
I love this woman more than life.
So her new album has been announced, Madam X.
Madam X! I love it! I love how she reinvents herself. I just adore her. I mean, how old is she now?
60.
And how amazing does she look?
She does it really good.
When I saw that little video that she posted, I love her Instagram.
Which one?
Oh, and she was like the blonde, and then she's dark, and then the blonde.
Oh,
and
yeah,
she's like,
yeah.
And I just adore her.
She's taken a lot of inspiration from Portugal for this album, hasn't she? And her first single was with a big South American artist, and it's about a place in Colombia. She's obviously trying something new, kind of a Latin-y sound, kind of reggaeton sound. Have you heard her new song?
I've heard it, and I love it.
Medellin.
Love her. Oh my god, I think it is probably one of the best. But look, I saw her back in the day. I was 16 years old, and I told you this earlier. I was doing the it was the car show thing, and I was modeling this car. I can't remember what car it was, standing, you know, the motor show. Modeling back in the day. I had to be 18, but I was really 16, and this guy was like, tell me about this car. And I didn't know anything, just made it up as usual. I said, what do you do? And he said, I own Wembley. I said, you own Wembley? He went, yeah, I own Wembley. I was like, oh my god, Madonna's playing tomorrow night. I went, can I go? And he goes, well, how old are you? So I lied, as always, about my age, but made it
then
older.
Then you were making it older.
And 18. And he said, right, I'll get you 2 VIP tickets. I thought, VIP? What does that mean? Then it became the story of my life. And we were there. And next to me was George Michael. The other side was the Pet Shop Boys.
Oh, my God.
We had Boy
were you in
George
like a box
behind.
Or
it was like
something?
This big box.
Wow.
And I just remember George Michael really dancing to Who's That Girl, miming it, and going, wow. And I just was staring at him. My friend was like, you're not watching
That's
the concert.
So bizarre.
It was the best moment.
Was that one of your first experiences
and then,
of that
yeah,
kind
and
of
then
thing?
The guy took us down to say hello to her afterwards. Before we had mobiles, by the way. And I just remember she was eating and she had mayonnaise on her lip. That's all I can remember, because I thought, do I tell Madonna she had mayonnaise on her lip or not?
And did you? No, I wouldn't have done.
But we didn't have a camera. And there was the days when you didn't have the mobile phones.
Yeah, that's true.
It was square wheels.
I had a very brief interaction with Madonna a couple of years ago. Did the red carpet interviews for her film WE, which by all accounts was pretty rubbish. But I managed to get in a little question with her. So I've had my little interaction with Madonna.
She was nice though, isn't she?
I mean, she was all right. She was all right.
Oh, it depends what mood. She liked me.
I think, yeah, yeah. Well,
my friend Wanda Walker, who's no longer with us, so it's a lovely memory I've got.
Mm-hmm.
And I had it with Madonna.
Well, I mean, and there's no one bigger, is there? I asked her if she would be making a musical about her life.
Wow.
And she said no.
No, that was the answer, no. Do you know, when I was little, I wanted her to marry Michael Jackson. Isn't that weird?
Because
I thought, I want the pop legends
good Lord.
Prince. I thought, they have to marry each other.
Well, that would be interesting.
I know, I've got to
say. She did go out with Prince, didn't she?
Yeah.
Can you imagine them two going at
Amazing.
It?
Amazing.
He's about 5 foot tall.
Wow.
And she's built like a Hulk, the Incredible Hulk.
She's incredible. She's like Cher. She's going to go on forever.
Yeah.
Well, I
be
love
left
Cher.
At the end of the world, Cher and cockroaches.
Don't you love the story, though, Cher gave about when Sonny said to her about, I've got you, babe. And he said, I've got this new song. You've got to listen to it. And Cher went, I don't want to. And he went, no, listen, sing it. And then she went, oh, I don't like it. I'm going to bed. And oh, my God, it was their biggest hit ever.
Well, because it'd be hard to tell, isn't it? What's going to be a hit and what's not?
It's true.
Do you want to hear our new song?
Yes, please. Come on.
First of all, we should probably say we've got Georgia Harrison on the phone speaking to us today, a friend of the show. She's been on before. And Jack Walter from The X Factor is coming in. Should we play a little bit of Madonna?
Go for it.
I hope there's not a long intro to this. But anyway, it's called Medellin.
I took a pill and had a dream.
Yo también.
I went back to my 17th. year. Allowed myself to be naive.
Dime.
To be someone I've never been.
Me encanta.
I took a sip and had a dream. And I woke up in Medellin.
¿Te gusta?
The sun was caressing my skin.
Dime.
Another me could now begin.
Tranquila, baby, yo te apoyo. No hay que hablarnos mucho para entrar en rollo. Si quieres ser mi reina, pues yo te corono. Y pa' que te sientes aquí tengo un trono. Te gusta cabalgar, eso está claro. Si sientes que voy rápido, le bajo. Discúlpame, yo sé que eres Madonna, pero te voy a demostrar cómo este perro te enamora.
Ven conmigo, let's take a trip.
Si te llevo por un lugar lejano.
Ven conmigo, I'll be so good for you.
Te enamoro, te enamoro, mami.
Ven conmigo, let's take a trip.
Dame de eso que tú estás tomando.
Ven conmigo, I'll be so good for you.
Ay, ay, ay.
Sipping my pain just like champagne. Found myself dancing in the rain with you. I felt so naked and alive.
Show me.
For once I didn't have to hide myself.
Dice, oye mamacita, ¿qué te pasa? Yeah. Mira que ya estamos en mi casa. Yeah. Si sientes que hay un viaje ahí en tu mente, será por el exceso de aguardiente. Pero mami, tranquila, tú solo vacila. Estamos en Colombia y aquí rumbo en cada esquina. Y si tú quieres nos vamos por Detroit. Tú sabes, si sé de dónde vienes, pues sé pa' dónde voy, ¿no?
Ven conmigo, let's take a trip.
Si te llevo pa' un lugar lejano.
Ven conmigo, I'll be so good for you.
Te enamoro, te enamoro, mami.
Ven conmigo, let's take a trip.
Dame de eso que tú estás tomando.
Ven conmigo, I'll be so good for you.
Si te enamoro.
We built a cartel just for love. Venus was hovering above us. I took a trip and set me free. Forgave myself for being me.
Ay, ay, ay.
Ven conmigo, let's take a trip.
Si te llevo por un lugar lejano.
Ven conmigo, I'll be so good for you.
Te enamoro, te enamoro, mami.
Ven conmigo, let's take a trip.
Dame de eso que tú estás tomando.
Ven conmigo, I'll be so good for you.
Si te enamoro.
Down, puppy.
What do you think?
It's all right for Strictly, isn't it?
Could be a little.
Can I just say, huge congratulations. Oh, I can't get my teeth in.
Congratulations.
Congratulations. God, I can't talk. Rylan, my dearest friend.
Oh, yes.
He's got...
a new job.
A new job, BBC Strictly.
Ah, he's going to be awesome.
It Takes Two with Zoe Ball. Jinx. Yeah, he's got the... job.
I know. I'm really excited for him. I put on my Twitter earlier, actually. He's one of the nicest men in showbiz.
He's
and
so
proves
sweet.
That you don't need to be an arsehole to get to the top.
Bruno did a backflip when he found out.
Bloody hell.
Yeah. Not bad for a 63-year-old.
I was going to say, he's put his back out.
No, he's really happy. Honestly, they're all really thrilled that Rylan is joining the show. They're all so excited.
I bet.
And he's going to be the star of it.
You might get to go on It Takes Two now.
Can I just say, I reckon, give him a year, he'll be hosting the main one. That's what I say.
Do you think?
Yeah. I really do. I think he's going to really be incredible on this.
I can see him being the new Graham Norton.
I can see him taking over one of the girls.
Interest? Which one?
It's going to be interesting. I'm going to see the chemistry. But I think he could. He's going to be the new Bruce Forsyth. He's not got the chin.
Well, no, he hasn't got the chin, but he has got the teeth.
Well,
the chops for it.
Honestly, I'm so delighted for Rylan. Great news this
yes,
morning.
Yes, it is. We have our first guest on the line right now. Hello, Georgia Harrison.
Hi, guys. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Really good, thank you. It's lovely to speak to you again.
Yeah, you too. It's been a while. What have you been up to?
I know, too long. God, what have I been up to? Getting dragged behind monster trucks and jumping off of cranes.
Oh my God!
Yes, please explain to us a bit about your new MTV show.
What is this show about, Georgia?
So it's literally insane. They took like reality stars from all over the world, so from Australia, America, the UK, Turkey, and basically we all live in a big house together, a bit like Big Brother, but then we all go out three times a week, like Geordie Shore, and on top of that we have to do these insane, like, petrifying challenges, and basically whoever wins at the end gets $1 million.
A million dollars.
We're not talking a fiver here, we're talking $1 million.
A million?
Good Lord. I mean, that is a lot of money. Does that make you want to make sure you kind of do well?
Yeah, I mean, it really pushes the tension up in the house, because like between the like sort of cast members, you get to decide who's up for an elimination, which means potentially you could go home.
Okay.
So when that sort of money's on the line, people will do and say anything to get ahead, and you can imagine it gets fiery.
But does it get a bit vicious because there is that amount of money at stake? You know, everyone wants to win it.
100%. Like, I've never been on a show like it where tensions are so high.
Are
so many sort of, like, arguments and explosive rows, you wouldn't even believe. But at the same time, there's, like, loads of romances as well, because everyone's going through this weird movie-like experience.
Yeah, it's like all of those shows. I mean, you've got kind of a bit of experience of that, haven't you, being in a house and romance kind of being thrown your way, having done Love Island.
Yeah, of course.
What was the experience like? And you were also in there with Bear, weren't you?
Yeah, I was in there with Bear.
Cope, darling? Tell us.
Do you know what? I mean, he's actually my neighbour.
Oh.
So we weren't really that close before the show, but I've had to get used to him.
Oh, my God. Neighbours from Hell, new show with Bear.
Neighbours from Hell, like, honestly. But as much as Bear is insane, like, he is great to be around. His sense of humour is infectious.
What about these rumours that you two may be a bit more than friends?
Neighbours.
Well, you'd have to watch the show to find out, but I think it's obvious from the press that there were things that went on between me and Bear.
Okay.
There's things that went on between you and Bear? Seriously? Have you watched these other shows? Are you mad?
I know, but he's so handsome and funny.
He is both those things. I just think being in close proximity for him for too long would probably drive me up the frigging wall. So I don't know how you did it.
It could send you on the brink of insanity, and it almost did. But do you know what? He made my experience a lot better there.
I'll never forget the dates he had on that show. Jeepers. Celebrity Go Dating.
When he was on Celebrity Go Dating and he said he left a chicken in the oven.
That was just awful. That poor girl.
I know. That was pretty bad.
So do you explain a bit about the... I guess the show's already been recorded.
Yeah, so it's already been recorded and it's already being aired in America.
Okay.
And we're quite far into the season already in the US. And it's one of the most watched shows they've ever had. So they've got their highest ratings ever.
That's awesome.
And literally, America has just gone mad for it. It's so weird having, like, so many American fans.
Yeah, yeah.
I went to Thailand and all people from America were coming up to me and I was like, this is so weird.
Really?
Yeah, so now they're airing it in the UK. And we had the first one show yesterday.
Are you hoping that it could maybe expand your base in America? Maybe you could do a bit of work over there?
Oh, 100%. Of course I am. I mean, it's a much bigger country than the UK.
And more money to be made.
More money to be made, more friends to make.
Exactly.
But, I mean, I've got to ask you, are you worried about reality TV in any way, with especially after poor Mike's passing from Love Island and, you know, the effects it can have on you psychologically?
Yeah, I mean, for me, I've had nothing but a positive experience from reality TV. Of course, like, sometimes trolls and negativity can get to anyone at the best of times, but it's definitely not a worry for me. Like, I just embrace it, and the more I do it, the more I love it. And I think in terms of Mike, no one knows what he was going through. They all just assume that it was completely off the back of reality TV, and it probably did have somewhat of an input, but I don't think anyone apart from Mike's close friends and family really know why he did what he did.
I mean, you were quite close with Mike, weren't you? You knew Mike.
Yeah, I mean, I was close with Mike, especially because Montana's my best friend and they were literally, like, inseparable.
Mm.
So we'd spend quite a lot of time together, the three of us, and, I mean, it's been really hard on her. She's been texting me all day saying how much she misses him, she doesn't feel like she's going to be all right, and I just try my best to support her at the moment, really.
Yeah, it's so tragic. But did they look after you in Love Island? I know you said you coped pretty well, but were there people ringing you saying, how are you coping? Is everything okay? Or do they just let you get on with it?
Close relationship with the main producer at Love Island, who would always check up on me, and almost like quite a lot of the production were always really supportive on my behalf. Obviously, they're not going to call you every day, but I always knew if I needed them, I could call them and they would give me support. That was made clear to me when I actually joined the show, that aftercare was available.
Right.
In fact, when you leave, the execs bring you into a room and they say, like, what's happened to you is pretty big. Like, you're going to go from not that many people knowing you to the whole world knowing who you are.
Yeah.
And, like, there is always support, counselling, etc. if you need it. But I didn't need it. I was loving life.
Do you think that there is a bit... I mean, there is a kind of an argument to say that once the show has done its bit, you kind of do have to get on with your own life. Do you think that that's partly true as well? Like, you know, you have to be able... The show can't run your life for you once you've left.
Yeah, I mean, I think people need to be ready for the fact that you might go on television and then it might all just drop away. Some people do carry on in the industry, but some people do have to go back to their old jobs. But I done TOWIE when I was 19 and...
Yeah.
I ended up leaving there, and then I went back to work for a good 3 or 4 years, and I was still really happy. I just appreciated what I had, and I loved my work, and I loved my colleagues, and I just got on with it. But obviously, for some people, they can't readjust, I suppose.
Yeah, and I think that's probably the hardest thing, isn't it? Because for some people, they think it's a one-way ticket to A-list red carpet stardom, and that's not destined for everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and especially when you've only been on it for a short amount of time. Like, me and Mike were probably on the show around the same amount of time. And, like, obviously, you've got to see all the bigger characters, like, doing 10 times better than you and getting all the bigger jobs and stuff. And I suppose that can be a bit, like, I don't know, demoralising in a way.
Does it ever cause resentment?
No, I mean, not on my behalf, but I can imagine it would on some.
I mean, do you feel it's hard work? Because you've got to keep the wheel going, as it were, going to events, getting pictured, you know, maybe setting up a few things. I mean, do you find that a bit tiring, or do you enjoy the whole process of it?
No, I love going to events. I love meeting new people. I just love all the opportunities I get off the back of it. I don't find it tiring at all. I literally just love it. Like, even if I'm in a room and, like, a lot of people are asking me for pictures and it can get a bit overwhelming, I still think in the back of my head, like, I really, really appreciate the fact that people just want to know me.
Yeah.
I know it sounds silly.
I think that's totally valid. And obviously for some people, it's a lot easier to deal with than others.
Yeah. Oh, but this show sounds so exciting. And you may have found love.
I think
with your neighbour.
Maybe we're pushing it there.
With your neighbour.
I don't think me and Bear will ever be able to... in a serious relationship, but we definitely have fun.
Does he knock on the early hours for a bowl of sugar?
Yeah.
I bet he does.
If he needs a bowl of sugar, he's always welcome.
Okay.
I'm not
get to know Georgia.
He's outside my house, and if I don't come to the window, he says I'm doing a poo.
Oh!
So, that is a burden I now have to carry in my life.
That is, he wants more than a bowl of sugar,
yeah,
let me tell
geez,
you.
Jeez, what a nightmare.
Do you know what? You can have him as your neighbour. I really don't want him as my neighbour, ever. But well done. That sounds so exciting, the show.
Yeah, so the challenge, War of the Worlds, is on MTV on Wednesday nights at 9 p.m. That's right, isn't it?
Yeah, that's it.
Great.
And honestly, people are going to love it.
Can't wait.
Yeah, we'll definitely be tuning in. Georgia, thanks so much for speaking to us.
Thanks for having me again, guys. It's always a pleasure.
Come in next time. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Nice girl.
Yeah.
Nice girl.
Well,
lovely girl.
She likes bear, though.
I mean...
Worries me.
Yeah, that...
Bear.
Stephen Bear is...
Sorry.
A pretty... He's a handful.
Has she watched Celebrity Big Brother? Did she watch Celebs Go Dating? OMG. He did to Gemma Lucy.
Have you met Stephen Bear?
Yes.
What did you make of him? I haven't met him. But he won...
Like five hurricanes and a whirlwind all wrapped up in one.
Yes, I hear you.
And he has a stare.
A stare?
He's got very...
I've got very blue eyes, isn't
blue
he?
Yeah. Eyes, where you don't, you kind of think you don't know which way he's going to go.
It's like the White Walkers in Game of Thrones. It's like they could kill you just by looking at you.
I don't watch Game of Thrones, so
right.
Baby.
Well, sorry about that.
Sorry, darling. Not my show.
Shall we play a little bit of Sam Smith?
My favourite.
Shall we play a couple of songs and then we shall get Jack Walton in? How about that?
Let's do it.
I don't wanna be alone tonight. It's pretty clear that I'm not over you. I'm still thinking about the things you do. So I don't wanna be alone tonight. Alone tonight, alone tonight. Can you fight the fire? I need somebody who can take control. I know exactly what I need to do. Cause I don't wanna be alone tonight. Alone tonight, alone tonight.
To welcome Tom and Pete from Teleman. Welcome, gentlemen.
Thank you.
What made you decide to put the vocal effects on?
It sounded quite cool. It really worked with the tone of the song. It added a nice edge. So I left it on. Now no one can understand what I'm singing.
So I want to put the lyrics on a big screen. That's like a goal of ours.
A goal to have it on a big screen. Yeah. Maybe as a piece of art or...
Just as a live visuals.
Yeah, but you could sell it as a poster. I'm just thinking of merch. I'm just thinking of ways you can make money from it.
That's a great idea.
It's not a bad idea at all.
Let's get you on board with that.
Yeah.
Welcome. Welcome to the team.
Every Wednesday. Joey Page. From 2 p.m.
FUBAR Radio.
today?
I'm really going with an 80s vibe. I've been watching Pose on BBC iPlayer, and I'm obsessed with
What's
the soundtrack.
Pose? I don't know Pose.
So it's a Ryan Murphy. Yeah, I've seen you Pose plenty. You're just doing it right now, just outside, in fact.
Can't help it.
It's set in the 80s, and it's like the ball culture and, you know, Vogue era and all that kind of stuff.
Love
you know,
that.
You don't even know what I'm talking about,
yeah,
do you? Oh, okay, fine. You looked at me really blankly then.
Sorry. I'm just staring at your bushy beard.
Oh, yeah, well, big enough, isn't it?
Well, I'm very excited because we have a wonderful guest in the studio.
The very gorgeous, the very lovely Jack Wharton. Hello.
X Factor.
Hello.
Oh, now tell us, how was that experience? How did you get involved with the X Factor to start with?
It's a long time ago. Well, five years ago now, wasn't
yeah,
it?
I always forget. When people mention it, it's like, oh, yeah, well, 5 years ago now.
Yeah, who are the judges then?
Thankfully, I've got it written down here. Otherwise, I probably wouldn't remember the exact year.
Yeah. It was Mel B. Cole, Mel B, Simon, and Louis Walsh. Mm.
That's a great lineup.
Pretty good, yeah.
Yeah.
I like Mel.
A classic lineup, I feel.
Yeah.
Classic X Factor lineup.
I did love Osborne on it.
Sharon?
Yeah.
You can remember her name.
Shazza.
I loved her so much. I can't remember what she's called.
I call her Osborne. She calls me Gundy.
Okay, Shazza. Got it.
I like that lineup the best. But so, and who was your... who did you like the most? I mean, were they all kind to you, or was there one particular?
Yeah, I think they were all kind to me. Yeah, there were no issues really. So they were all great.
We actually kind of diverged from what Lizzie said earlier. What was it like, the whole experience for you?
I'm absolutely crazy. I was just saying, like, it's difficult to describe it in like a compressed, you know, few sentences, but to go from playing in pubs as a 17-year-old lad with a guitar, then suddenly playing right millions of people, cameras, choreography, it's a lot to
take on.
Yeah, and you sort of like, but you don't want to miss out on the opportunity, so you
do
just,
the nerves
just
hurt? I mean, do you feel those nerves? Do you go, God, these nerves are going to ruin my act?
Well, you do think that, but you know they say nerves are good for your pre-performance. A little bit of nerves gets you in the zone, but I think that was probably too much nerves.
Yeah. Really,
you get a really dry throat, and like, you know, it's all like this big.
Because
it's
massive.
You know what the show's like.
Yeah,
as well.
Yeah, yeah.
It's its own hype machine. So.
But it's also a bit of a treadmill, isn't it? Like, it's like you're on, you're off. They're not on to the next person. It's like it's quite quick.
Oh, yeah,
the go through. How long were you on it for?
In total, because I came off at Judges' Houses, and then I came back on as a Simon's wild card.
That's it, because
I remember.
Yeah.
So then I was on for 4 weeks. I think it was 4 weeks of live shows.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I was saying outside, I can remember you doing Straight Up by Paula Abdul.
Yeah, it's great.
I love
song.
You to sing that.
Great.
I love that track. I want that one next.
Song.
Oh, it's fantastic. Mm. I mean, how was Simon with you? Because obviously the show's all changing, isn't it, now? But how was he towards you?
Towards me? Just very, you know, very...
Be honest.
Well, you know, Simon, everybody, you know, you see him, you know, what he's like on the show and on the panel, pretty much. Yeah, he'll come up if he's got something to say. You know, give you some advice. Give me some good advice on the show, behind the scenes. You know, maybe you should try this or try that. You know, but I didn't say anything because he's not really my mentor.
Overall,
fascinating man.
Would you say overall it was a good experience for
fascinating
you?
Fascinating man.
Because not, we do have some people come in here.
I've never called him fascinating.
We do have some people come in here who've done the show and they're not particularly enamoured with it, and they kind of, once they've done with it, they're done. And
well, you know, it's hard, you're singing other people's songs, so it's hard to come across as a, you know.
That's what I mean. I'm guessing Paula Abdul would not usually be in your repertoire of artists that you might be covering.
Well, not until someone suggested it, and then it was actually the first time I'd heard the song when it was played to me pre doing it on the show, and I was like, "This is a great tune."
I love
it. Lost in a dream.
And what have you been doing since?
Since X Factor?
Yeah.
Well, I was signed to Louis Tomlinson's label.
You went away together, didn't you, to LA?
Yeah, we did. I did go out to LA and stay with him for a bit. Yeah,
that must have been fun. Yeah.
It was great fun. And the thing about it is, it was just like, not because he's from a similar background to me. He's from Doncaster, and that's like
Donny.
Same. Exactly, he's from Donny. So it's like same. It's same. Same back, similar background to me. So it was just like lads hanging out, you know.
Do you go to Catch? Do you go to all that West Hollywood bit?
We went to a couple of clubs. Yeah, a couple of night.
Got the nightclub experience. Yeah.
Oh yeah. I mean, yeah.
Too much
alcohol there.
Good fun
though.
That's
the problem.
Yeah. Yeah. Great. Oh, great fun. Yeah. He's
so were you working on music together, or what were you doing?
Well, I was writing at that time. I had just come off of X Factor. I was trying to find what I want to do, my sound, you know, my direction, who I am as an artist really, and what kind of music I want to make. And went through it with quite a difficult period coming out of X Factor, and then you sort of like, oh, like this is what you are. You're the guy from X Factor. How do you then convert into a unique artist?
Yeah.
And, you know, so I went in loads of different studios, and it was quite hard to find a consistent sound and the right vibe, right sound. But hopefully now I think we're getting there. Well, we've got
Woo,
there.
We've got an there. Album. You got an album.
Yeah.
Woo.
So, talk us about. Tell us about it.
The album.
Yeah.
It's been so. I'm not signed to Louis now.
You were briefly with him though, weren't you, with Louis' label? Yeah.
And now signed to an independent label called The House of Nanchang, and we've been working on my debut album for about 2 years now.
Wow,
I'd say. So a lot's gone into that. It's been a crazy journey making that, but it's been great because now I've got the sound that I want to make. You know,
and what
I've
is that sound?
It's well. I wanted it to be. I love pop music, and I love classic rock music. So I wanted it to be sort of a mix of that classics, that
yeah,
classic sound,
that.
But with a modern production, which I'm so lucky to have producers that are capable of bringing that. I think
that's making me think of Busted, which is probably not.
No.
probably
who's
not,
that
no.
on your? Because you've got that wonderful tattoo. I can see.
Oh, yeah.
Is that Phil?
It's Jimi Hendrix.
Oh, yeah, Jimi Hendrix. Wow.
I think there's a Prince one as well, I can see as well.
That's Prince there.
You've got some great tattoos, Sam. Having little butchers. Your arms, sorry, I'm staring at you. I'm looking at the tattoos, promise. Can I ask your thoughts, though? Because, as I said earlier, X Factor is changing. You're going to have the All-Stars, you're going to have the Celeb version.
Oh, is the All-Stars going
ahead?
Yes. Oh, right. I did hear rumours about that, but I didn't know it was actually...
Are you going to throw the old hat in the ring?
If they let me perform my original material and they let me choreograph my performances and everything.
So that's a no.
You just rolled yourself out on those two.
Yeah, I mean, that's, yeah.
That you want your own material and choreograph.
Although they have...
Yeah. What was wrong with Brian Freeman? Didn't like him.
Oh, no, Brian Freeman's great, but I think he struggled to get me... To
move,
yeah.
Are you like
at one point on it, we were doing rehearsals, right? And he went, "Hey, Jack." And he went, "Do you know what a scarecrow is?" And I went, "Yeah." He went, "Because that's what you look like right now."
Burn. Ouch.
So
he's not on the show anymore.
So I went back in my field and scared all the birds away.
Oh, you got a nice bird in the studio today, though. Oh, sorry, that was a bit rude. She's gorgeous. And also, well, yeah, and Robbie. And
yeah, what do you make of Robbie and Ida quitting after just one series?
One series?
Yeah.
10 million wanted more money, apparently.
I mean, Jesus Christ.
I mean,
I said that FUBAR, sure. I want more than 10 million. I'm sorry. Pay me more, I'm going.
And they did? Because if they did, Bates, I want in.
Wait, look at the dress I'm wearing. Come on, you can see.
I'm not actually sure. I've not followed the recent X Factors. That's the last one they were on.
So they only did one series last year.
Yeah.
Well, I'm so excited to hear your
track. Not too sure how I feel about that.
Yeah. About what? About
Robbie and
Ida.
The wife.
Yeah.
Well, it was a bit... People were a bit put off because she's got no musical experience. She's just Robbie's wife.
do you need musical experience?
Well,
to
that's
know,
the question.
To know when somebody's got.
That's the question.
But well, that is it. So I feel I can see it instantly, and you know, you like the track
what about
immediately.
All the people sat at home,
yeah,
that
who
have
buy
no
the
musical
records.
Experience that are vote, you know, voting these people.
They're the ones voting and through. Buying the tracks.
I agree
so
with you.
They're all the judges. They are the
well
judges.
Well said. He's a clever boy. I'd love to hear you. Have we got?
We do. We have. We Are Golden.
Brilliant.
To play.
That is the latest single, so I'm happy. I'm happy.
Well, we've done a good job there, yeah. Then.
And where did you get your inspiration to write this track?
Well, this is about. So after I came out of X Factor, there was times where I was like, can I come back from this? Can I grow? Can I go forward from this? Is it good? You know, there were times where I'm thinking. And it's about self-belief, really. Mm. It's about
remembering that you can... Because it must be tough. You go out there and you think it's all going to be amazing, and then if the phone doesn't ring, you start thinking, oh, gosh.
Yeah. But at the same time, you think, well, if I'd never believed that I could do well on X Factor, I'd have never gone to the audition, and never got through, you know. So, that's what this song's about, yeah.
Great. Well, let's play it. Thanks so much for coming in.
Great to see you.
It's been great.
I love your tattoos. Wishing you all the luck with this. Can't wait.
Yeah, let's hope maybe you are back on the X Factor.
He said he'd go on, but Simon, he wants to do his own dance moves and sing his own songs.
Sing his own songs.
I want you to change it. I want you to change. I want to change the name. I want it to call it the Jack Walton Show.
Also be a judge. Yeah, got it.
And I already win. That's the draw.
Okay, easy.
Right, well,
done.
Consider it done. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks,
and
Jack.
This is We Are Golden.
This is all I dream of, all I need. When the sky breaks open, I start to breathe. We are stopping time from falling. We are ever, we are golden. Hearts are beating strong together. We are ever, we are golden. Fading back to truth. Take the red on red. If I said it's love, would you go for that? Save the whole world back to back. Back to back. Cause you are the light that takes me through. Yeah, you. Close my eyes real hard. Close my eyes. From the broken shadows to golden days. Take me back, I'm on my way. On my way. Cause we are the light and no one dares. Yeah, we. Together we are.
You enjoyed that?
I did.
I'm surprised. I wouldn't have thought since this is up your street.
Yeah, I'm loving that. It's a bit funky. Bit of a chorus. Your mum liked it.
Yes, she did. She sent me a little
message.
Hello,
lovely mum. Well, have a lovely Easter, guys. If you're listening and you're all there still with us,
yeah.
Hope you get lots of chocolate eggs.
Yes, me too. Mum, I want that chocolate egg. Yeah. Dark chocolate I've requested.
Oh, dark, yeah. That's no, I like milk.
Bit white. Of galaxy.
I love white.
Sugary. That's
have
what you
a
like.
Very lovely Christmas. Oh, Christmas, sorry. Christmas. Have a very happy Easter and a long, beautiful weekend. The sun's going to shine, so make the most of it.
I might even wear my short shorts.
Woo!
Farron won't know what's hit it.
Whoa! Okay, guys, we'll see you next week.
See you next week. Goodbye.
You've been listening to a FUBAR Radio podcast. For more information, go to FUBARradio.com.